35 minutes now after the hour. I'm Carrie Bringhurst with UPR Newsline. It is Wednesday, and each Wednesday we speak with Dave Greiling of the Standard Examiner. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
There's a lot going on in the news in regards to the Ogden area. Let's begin with one of the top stories that had many of us captivated yesterday. Scanner recordings were released by Weber County authorities that included police yelling that shots were being fired. This was part of the deadly shooting in Utah that happened on January 4th. What can you tell us about those tapes?
Well, I think the tapes show, kind of in the officer's own words, what happened just in a real-time situation as the incident was unfolding. A lot of uncertainty, as there is in those kinds of situations, about exactly what was happening and the individual they were looking for, where he might have been, and concern for the safety of the officers that were there and trying to find this guy, as well as concern for the officers that had already been injured.
I think one of the most interesting things for me was to learn that this was all taking place, and it took about 20 minutes for things to resolve.
Right. It was a relatively short period of time. The tapes themselves run considerably longer since once the individual is in custody, obviously there was concern about him and getting him to medical care, as well as the officers that they were dealing with that had been wounded and injured.
Well, that, again, is one case that we've been following here at Utah Public Radio and also at the Standard Examiner. Also, an 18-year-old accused of plotting to detonate a bomb at Roy High School. You've been following that. Now, he's set for a court appearance today?
Right. He will be in court today on a bail hearing. That's scheduled for about 9 o'clock this morning.
And that's Dallin Morgan.
Right.
What about the 16-year-old boy? Now, you've released the name of the 16-year-old.
Right, we have used it. Actually, he is right now in juvenile court. However, the county prosecutors yesterday did file a motion seeking to have him certified as an adult. If that's approved by the court, then he would be tried in adult court rather than juvenile court, and if found guilty, face the same kind of potential penalties as any adult would.
Probably one of the most important aspects of this is the charge of possessing a weapon of mass destruction. That's huge.
Right. That's the highest level charge, I guess, that either of the two face at this point.
And that could result in life sentence?
I'm not really sure what the potential sentence for that is, but certainly it would involve significant jail time if in fact they're found guilty.
Okay, and another press conference is scheduled for later today that has to do with the case of the Utah babysitter, Alexis Rasmussen, that was found dead in a shallow grave in January. And there have been new charges filed against the woman involved in that case.
Well, actually, there are charges filed against both, and that press conference was held yesterday where they did file the charges. The most serious charge is Eric Millerberg faces essentially child abuse homicide charges in the case.
Okay, and details about all of these stories are found in the paper. I did want to touch on another aspect of what's going on in the Ogden area that has many concerned there, and that has to do with the possible closure of Hill Air Force Base. Now, there is some nonprofit money that some are saying should be set aside to help campaign against the closure.
Well, one of the senators from Layton yesterday presented a proposal to the Republican caucus that would basically fund $500,000 to the Utah Defense Alliance, which is a private organization that lobbies on behalf of military installations in Utah, with the idea that would be used in D.C. to help lobby against changes at Hill that might be forthcoming or considered.
And they've used this type of money before?
Yeah, they have. The UDA has been around for quite a while and played a role in the base closures in 95 and 2005.
Do they think that $500,000 is enough to help guarantee these jobs won't be lost?
No, but at least it would be a start, is the way the thinking goes now.
Okay, well, you can learn more about that also by reading the Standard Examiner. We have a link at our website, upr.org. Dave Greiling, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.